What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Good morning, everybody. Happy Tuesday. Today, it's not just Tuesday. It's Church Health Giving Day. And every year at this station, we celebrate Church Health Giving Day. And we urge you to listen. We all want a better, healthier community. And what they do at Church Health, what Scott Morris and the group over there does at Church Health, taking care of the working poor in Memphis is miraculous and a model for the rest of the country. And we're going to have Scott in to talk about it in the next segment. But again, you can pop on over to the website, Church Health, and learn more and give generously. And we'll talk to Scott here in a moment. We also on the radio show, Tuesday's busy, man. We got Chris Harrington straight up at 10 o'clock. And then we got Fish on Friday on Tuesday after that. So it's Scott Morris. And then it's Chris Harrington, and then it's Charles Fishman on a very busy Tuesday. It also, Jeffrey, happens to be National Wing Day and National Lasagna Day. Now, let's just take those two. Which is better?
Wings.
What do you think? I do think lasagna, I think wings are better. I eat them more often. Right. Like if I could only eat one of those two for the rest of my life, it would easily be wings. Right.
Yes.
Would anyone pick lasagna? I guess yeah, people would. Some people pick lasagna. Some people don't eat wings.
Garfield would.
Garfield would pick lasagna.
But I don't like ricotta cheese. And that's you better like ricotta if you're going to like.
But
lasagna.
Even people who like lasagna, what do they eat? I mean, even they eat lasagna once a month. Lasagna isn't something you eat
once every
2 weeks. It's heavy. It takes care to. It takes
I think once every 2 weeks is way too frequent because it's a.
If you're a lasagna lover, you could go to Pete and Sam's and get the lasagna every 2 weeks.
Sure,
right? That could be.
Still seems.
By the way, Claire went to Pete and Sam's for the first time Sunday. She went with a friend to Pete and Sam's and she had a good time. She liked it. She got the spinach, cream spinach,
the Italian
spinach.
Yeah.
And the veal parmesan. She brought a little home, too. It was good. Anyway, didn't get the lasagna. But so you're not a lasagna fan. I think you could eat lasagna once every 2 weeks. Wings, National Wing Day, and it was of course started in Buffalo, New York. The mayor of Buffalo proclaimed National Wing Day to be National Wing Day. What's interesting is when do you think wings were? The idea of buffalo wings. Now, once upon a time, of course, chickens have always had wings, people. I don't need to be breaking news to you here. They've always had wings.
Mm-hmm.
So the idea of inventing chicken wings is kind of a dumb idea. They've always had wings. God invented chicken wings what's the word I'm looking for?
Inspiration?
No, anyway, God invented chicken wings. So, once upon a time, chicken wings were considered kind of waste, right? They were made into dog food or whatever else, or in a soup. They were thrown into the soup. They were not considered a delicacy at all. And so it was the geniuses, and of course, there are two or three different origin stories for buffalo chicken wings. And it was this inspiration of deciding to deep fry chicken wings and then put them in hot
was
sauce.
Discovery? Was that the word you were
looking
for?
It wasn't discovery. They were invented. No. I was looking for, forget it. Let's move on from that. Anyway, the widely accepted one is this happened at the Anchor Bar. Now there's variations of it. Some say it happened like you couldn't eat meat on Fridays. You had to eat fish on Fridays. Buffalo was a highly Catholic place. So it was like after midnight on a Friday as a treat, they decided to fry up some buffalo wings. There was another story that they got a particularly large order of wings that they didn't order or whatever and had to decide something to do with them, whatever. But be that as it may, the decision was made to deep fry these wings and then have a sauce that's fundamentally butter and hot sauce, dunk them in the fried, deep fried wings in that, and then serve it with celery. And in Buffalo, it is always blue cheese. It's not ranch.
As God intended.
As God intended. What decade do you think that happened?
So I feel like this is one of those ones where it's not as old as you think. I'm going to say the 60s.
60s is correct. It is exactly as old as you think, it turns out. Evolution is the word I was looking for. I could not remember the word evolution. It's either God or evolution. Mm-hmm. Thank you. Anyway.
God or Darwin.
It was the 1960s that the wings, everyone agrees it was the 1960s when wings were invented in Buffalo. And then in the 70s, they became increasingly popularized. But when
it took a decade for fried chicken wings to get popular.
When do you think they became when do you think what? OK, here's the next one. What decade do you think in what decade did the national wing chain start to pop up?
I'm going to say the 80s.
Yeah, you're rolling, man. It's too bad you're not going to be here for Right in Trivia, because you are on a roll this week. Mm-hmm. Anyway, that's the 80s. Buffalo Wild Wings. And some say it was because, like, the Bills Super Bowl run. That sort of helped popularize them. So 82 was Buffalo Wild Wings. 83 was Hooters. Then Domino's starting serving wings in 94 and Pizza Hut in 95. And so that's when they really took off. McDonald's has a couple times tried to do wings.
I'm actually a little surprised Buffalo Wild Wings was before Hooters.
Evidently. I'm a little surprised by that, too. Could be my information's wrong. That's always possible as well.
No, I mean, I'm sure what happened was like Buffalo Wild Wings, because I think it's from Phoenix. I'm sure somebody from Buffalo
moved to
Phoenix, and then they had a restaurant.
We needed a Buffalo Wing place. We're going to call it Buffalo Wing. Right. So, and then, listen, most people now, when they eat wings, don't eat wings in Buffalo, in classic Buffalo sauce, right? They don't. They have them in whatever, lemon pepper, whatever.
We've got
honey gold, honey hot, whatever. There's a million different ways now to eat wings. But all of those started from the idea of first, let's deep fry them and put them in a flavor. And it used to be the Buffalo flavor. And now it's expanded and it's all these flavors. Don't you think? I don't even know if Buffalo flavor, as it were, is still the most popular flavor. Well, at Ching's, is it the most popular flavor?
Oh, I'm sure it's not. I mean, think about it, though. We've already even categorized buffalo sauce. So we go mild, medium, hot.
Yeah, and that was even when I was growing up. But back then, in the 70s, we would get 10-cent wings.
Yeah.
Like it was 10-cent. Mamo's just would have 10-cent wing night. And that's the other thing. They wanted something spicy so you'd drink more.
Yeah.
Bars would sell them.
For sure.
Anyway, it is National Wing Day. In addition to being National Lasagna Day, in addition to being Church Health Giving Day, and we'll have Scott Morris on to talk about that. We'll probably not talk about lasagna and wings with Scott. Probably avoid that. But there,
we'll see.
We'll see what comes up. Okay. We do, Jeffrey, have some breaking news on this awful story out of New York, where it's.
Oh, I thought we also have like breaking local news that's not depressing.
Do we?
Yes.
What?
From Parthi Padyai, Breaking, Memphis basketball will take on Auburn in a preseason exhibition on October the 30th at State Farm Arena in Atlanta.
Oh.
The program announced today.
There you go. So, and I think we all believe that last year playing those meaningful exhibitions did help them.
Absolutely.
Right? Help prepare them.
I definitely think that's
why were they able to beat UConn? You know, it's because they had.
They'd been tested.
They'd been tested. And so we'll be playing Auburn, the date again.
October the 30th.
October 30th in
Atlanta at the State Farm Arena, so the Hawks Arena.
All right, we have that news. But then we have breaking news about the shooting in New York, and it is sports news, as it turns out. Listen, I mean, sadly, we've reached a state when four people dying in a shooting isn't really news, right? Like, it's barely news. It's four people dying in a shooting in this country is barely news. It happened in Manhattan.
Well, I was going to say, I think it's the office that
it
happened.
And then I'm about to get to that. Yeah. It happened in Manhattan, makes it bigger news. Like, people more inclined to say something that happened in Manhattan than if it happened in, you know, in somewhere in you know, Western Washington or Eastern Washington. But then it also happened in the office building that houses the National Football League offices. Also Blackstone,
which
is in it.
Was so funny to me.
Which is a significant investment.
It's a private equity firm.
Private equity firm.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Yeah, there was a... it's just awful. It's just awful. There was a cop who was killed.
Yeah, young boys and an 8-month pregnant wife. Yeah,
he was an immigrant from where? And he's got two young boys and a pregnant wife. Just freaking awful. Anyway, we now know or believe that, in fact, it wasn't some accident that it was in the NFL office building. Mayor Eric Adams, New York Mayor Eric Adams, said authorities have reason to believe that he was focused on the NFL. 3-page note found on the gunman mentioned the league, as well as claims that the man had suffered from degenerative brain disease, CTE, from playing football, the police said. It asked that his brain be examined for signs of CTE and accuses the league of concealing the dangers of the game. Employee of the NFL was seriously injured in the shooting as well as others. Diderol Islam was the name of the police officer, 36, working off duty as a security guard. The first person shot by the gunman when he entered the lobby of the building at 6:28 p.m. A woman killed in the shooting was Wesley Lepatner, an executive at Blackstone. The other authorities have not been identified, have not identified the other victims. The gunman, Shane Tamura, 27, of Las Vegas, drove from Nevada to Manhattan and then abandoned his car moments before entering the building. The police officer was an immigrant from Bangladesh. He and his wife have two children and were expecting their third. Just a sad story, and and evidently with it was not an accident that this happened at the NFL's office building. So there's that breaking news as well. And then we had, Jeffrey, the and I don't know when this broke, but we learned of the death of Ryan Sandberg.
So last night, I don't know, like 9:30, 10-ish, maybe a little bit before. I mean, it was very obvious.
At the Hall of Fame ceremonies.
Yeah, and then the Cubs have been, like, he had former teammates that were, like, letting people know, like, it's not good.
Yeah. His fight with cancer had been public, and then in recent days, in recent weeks and months, or particularly in recent weeks and days, the word had gotten out that this was not going well. It's interesting, Jeff, because we were talking yesterday about the pressure on Josh or Lamar or whatever to win a Super Bowl.
Sure.
Right? Like, and I was saying, well, if Lamar didn't win a Super Bowl, he's still this great quarterback with MVPs. And we were talking about other truly great quarterbacks, whether it's Dan Marino or Dan Fouts, whoever never won Super Bowls. And here you go, Ryan Sandberg.
I need Fouts' PR team.
Who is as beloved as any Cub. I mean, Ernie Banks.
Right? I mean, like, he is in the most beloved of all time.
He is in the short,
I don't know if he's number one, but yeah.
Of most beloved of all time. And played exactly, well, he played in two postseasons, 10 postseason games. Certainly never won at all. Had a magnificent career. Seven silver sluggers, 9 gold gloves. He was an all-star every single year between 84 and 93. 10 straight years as an all-star, 2,386 hits, MVP in 84, 2005 member of the Hall of Fame, and as beloved as anyone, and never delivered a title, right? So why?
One team.
I think it's a couple. Well, yeah, he actually, interesting story, of course, he was drafted by the Phillies in the 20th round. And then Dallas Green, who had been the Phillies manager, went to the Cubs where he was assembling the roster. And they insisted there was a Ivan DeJesus for Larry Boa deal. And he insisted that Ryan Sandberg be included in that deal. And then he plays his entire, I think it's WGN.
I definitely think.
And it's the Cubs as a phenomenon. They put in lights. They had all of that. And I think WGN had a massive part of it, because this was when the Cubs became, you know, sort of one of America's teams because of the Braves and the Cubs, right?
Yep.
And he was, you know, Mr. Cub. And then people just loved the way he played, right? I mean, they loved the way he played at his Hall of Fame ceremony. And they actually mentioned it. Again, at the Hall of Fame ceremony this past weekend, they quoted Ryan Sandberg as a way of honoring Ryan Sandberg because they knew that Ryan Sandberg was not doing well. This is what he said at his own Hall of Fame induction. If I had ever allowed myself to think this was possible, if I ever taken one day in pro ball for granted, I'm sure I would not be here today. The reason I am here, they tell me, is that I played the game a certain way. That I played the game the way it was supposed to be played. I don't know about that, but I do know this. I had too much respect for the game to play it any other way. I was taught you never, ever disrespect your opponent or your teammates or your organization or your manager, and never, ever your uniform. Make a great play act like you've done it before, get a big hit, look for the third base coach and get ready to run the bases. Hit a home run, put your head down, drop the bat, run around the bases, because the name on the front is a lot more important than the name on the back. I mean, that's old school baseball. Like that.
Yeah,
is,
but like, that's also like, how can you not root for that?
How can you not root for that? No, I like a bat flip myself.
No, I mean, there's other stuff that's fun.
How can you not root for that? Yeah. One of the travesties, I don't know, was it a travesty? Like, there you have, like, one of the greatest Cubs ever. He wants to manage, and he never gets a chance to manage the Cubs. He literally took a gig managing in Double-A Peoria, and then he went to, I think he did their Double-A team and their Triple-A team. But then he realized he was kind of stuck, so then he went, oddly, back to the Phillies to manage to manage their AAA team.
Yeah.
And then he became manager, where he was not particularly successful, 119 and 159. But Ryan Sandberg, there are a lot of Cubs fans. Oh, he's their favorite Cub ever.
Yeah, my old boss, Neil McCready.
Favorite Cub ever?
Yeah.
Yeah. And died too young at the age of 65. That was a sad tale. We had a happier tale from Deion Sanders. There was a story yesterday that people were anticipating that Deion was going to step away, not stepping away, bladder cancer, not stepping away, will continue to coach. So that was interesting. And then again, we have such a busy show today. We're not going to go long here in the open, but then we also had, following up on some stories from yesterday, we had a story about Christian Wilkins getting bought out by the Raiders.
Yeah.
Remember that story?
Yep.
So, as it originally broke, it was that he had a Jones fracture of his foot and had surgery. It was not doing well. He then needed another surgery, but he did not agree to have the other surgery. He just wanted a rehab. And so they didn't just... They cut him, and they're declining to pay him the rest of the money that he's owed, right?
Correct. They put what they designated as like some type of veteran. There was some type of designation. It was basically, it's like, we're not paying you.
So now you have this weird, weird follow story, which is that a Raiders player was offended because he kissed him on the head. Christian Wilkins, released by the Las Vegas Raiders, kissed a fellow player on the head, and the teammate took offense to it, a source told Adam Schefter. Went on to discuss the other reasons here. But then last week's incident, like all the other stuff had they'd known about the knot, it leads you to believe this actually had real impact because they'd known about the injury, the lack of rehab, all of that stuff, right? So then this happened last week.
Right, because the dates of the injury and stuff, it was like June.
Yeah.
It was like, wait a minute.
Now,
what?
This is, of course, you can argue this is when they were getting ready to report, right, so the, and whatever.
And so. Maybe there's the back and forth about the medical.
Yeah.
You know.
Last week incident happened inside a team meeting room. One source told ESPN
would be hilarious.
That the interaction was playful, but the teammate didn't see it that way. It's not known what the fellow player did following the incident. A complaint was filed to the Raiders Human Resources Department, which investigated the incident. That's just weird.
I did not realize. I knew obviously NFL teams had HR, but I thought that was all just because of Snyder and the Redskins. Like I thought that whole thing. I didn't realize, like, I mean, it makes sense, but I didn't realize like HR is for players too.
Kissed on the head.
I mean, the first question I had was,
what the hell?
Well, the first question I had was, would this make the Raiders' claim to not pay stronger? Because
I find it hard to believe. Okay. In the regular workplace, if I just went in and during the break kissed Brad on the head,
mm-hmm,
in a playful fashion, I guess what would happen to me?
I mean, I think we can also acknowledge that's a little weird.
It's totally weird. But let's say we are
weird versus fireable is a different thing.
If you can also argue it's harassment, right? If it's
I mean, I'm sure
what have we seen as sexual nature?
I'm sure
what
some
if it were
deep
seen
thinker,
as sexual in nature.
Well, no, I'm just sure some deep thinker could connect it to some power dynamic.
I find it hard to believe you would be fired for a single kiss on the head.
I find it hard to believe you'd be fired. I don't find it hard to believe that you'd be reprimanded or
I can see you would 100% be written up. An unwanted touching?
Yeah.
Yes, no question. An unwanted, non-consensual kiss on the head?
I think it comes down to a lot of things. How much money are you making him?
Well, this is also true. If he were the defensive lineman they wanted him to be,
yes, they worked this out.
I suspect they would have figured out the kiss on the head.
Yes.
Yeah. What a strange selection of stories. And we haven't even gotten into the Caitlin Clark story where the stalker was a plea deal. Sent to prison for 2.5 years, Michael Lewis, not the author of Blindside, different Michael Lewis is his name. This Michael Lewis.
Moneyball, please.
I'm sorry, 55, both. He did both.
I know. One we celebrate.
And anyway, she had a stalker between December 12th of 24 and January 11th of 25. This, by the way, would be no fun to be Caitlin Clark in this regard. 800 messages between December 12th of 24 and January 11th of 25 and drove from Texas to Indiana.
That's where you start to get in the...
And bought tickets to a Butler game that he knew she would be in attendance. And, you know, they can track cell phone. They have him circling the arena, you know, whatever else. Just creepy as hell.
Yeah. And, I'm sure Caitlin's not the only one that's had this. But
No. I am 100%. Yeah. I think, I imagine it goes.
But that is not.
And when you say it goes with celebrity, like if you're someone who, you know, smashes a paparazzi's camera because when you're walking out of a restaurant, they take
the
a picture
IV.
Of you. I am inclined to be the person who say, listen, that goes with celebrity. You're just going to, you make all that money. You're going to have your
That's
picture.
That's a very different thing.
And you go to a restaurant where the paparazzi known to hang out. Yeah, you live with it.
Correct.
You know, I'm not shedding tears for you.
There's plenty of places you could eat at Malibu
but
that
this,
they would not have taken your picture.
That's creepy as hell. And you would live your entire life wondering if that person, the person's only going to be in jail for 2.5 years.
I mean, you hope that, I think this is one of those ones where you hope that like, all right, well, if prison doesn't snap you out of it, but at the same time, it's like
hey, he said he was off his meds. Anyway, all right, we have a busy day, so we're gonna happy lasagna day, everybody. Happy chicken wing day, and happy church health giving day, which is today. In fact, here's what we're gonna do: we're gonna take a break. We're gonna come back to Dr. Scott Morris from Church Health, and then we are gonna talk to Chris Harrington. And then we are going to do Fish on Friday on Tuesday. It's a very busy Tuesday. So we're going to take a break. Back in a moment. Jeff Calkins, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth. For a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, back on the Jeff Calkins Show, joined by Scott Morris, Dr. Scott Morris. He is, of course, the founder of Church Health. And every day, every summer now, for the last, I don't know how many years, we have celebrated Church Health Giving Day. Is it always July 29th, Scott? Does it move around? It's also Chicken Wing Day, by the way. It's also National Chicken Wing Day.
Oh, so I can't believe we
and National Lasagna Day. You picked a good day to triple up.
It's the last Tuesday of July.
I see. So
that day can change a little bit, but the last Tuesday of July.
Well, we've had you for the last several now, which we appreciate you coming in and talking to us. And some days people have been really inspired to give large amounts of money, which is important. Just before we do anything else, if people do want to give large or small amounts of money to Church Health, how do they do that?
Well, the easiest thing is just to go to our website, churchhealth.org, and then you go / giving day. But if you just go to our website, it'll be very clear.
All right.
But yeah, Jeff, I mean, a few years ago, we got introduced to somebody who didn't really know much about Church Health, and on your show ended up sending us a $5,000 check. How cool is that?
That's terrific. By the way, and we also have today, if you hear the heavy breathing, it's not me or Scott, it's Mimsy. Mimsy is, of course, the official dog of Church Health, or the unofficial dog of Church Health.
She's our chief compassion officer.
Chief compassion officer. She's the second chief compassion officer. Sydney was the first. And sometimes when you go from one person and then another person fills the job, these were big shoes to fill, and she is more pat in the word compassion. Mimsy is more passion than compassion. She's both, but she brings more passion to the job. She's livelier than the angelic than her angelic predecessor.
She has a lot of passion. She's
a
Bernese Mountain Dog. Jeff is her birth father.
Yeah.
So he owns from her mother, which is a wonderful thing.
We raised her. All right. So first of all, just for people who don't know, because I want to refamiliarize folks, what is Church Health?
I'm glad you asked that question, because many people are not quite sure.
Right.
You know, what we do is provide health care for the people who work to make our lives comfortable. They cook our food, take care of our children, wash our dishes, cut our grass, one day dig our graves. They're your neighbor. Many people are probably listening to the show today. But when they get sick, their options are very few. So Church Health provides the same quality of care you'd expect your mother to receive. And we do this without relying on federal funding, which is hard for many people to believe.
It's almost impossible to believe. Like, so how does that Church Health intersect with the larger medical system, whether you either have private insurance or whether you have Medicaid or Medicare, or like those are the systems we're familiar with? Where in the ecosystem is Church Health?
So look, I came to Memphis in 1986 because I read Memphis was the poorest major city in America. Sadly, that hasn't really changed very much. So our healthcare system understands that there are many, many working but uninsured people in our community, and they get sick.
Right.
And the worst plan for caring for people like that is just to depend on the emergency room.
Right.
I mean, that is crazy expensive, and it's not particularly good health care if you have high blood pressure or diabetes, because now we're waiting until you have a stroke or we got to cut your leg off. So Church Health is the entity that's out front, trying to prevent that from happening. And so the hospitals, our physicians in town. And we have a thousand doctors who volunteer with us. That's an amazing thing.
How many people do you care for?
So there are, the way I think about it, there are about 80,000 people in Memphis who depend on Church Health for their health care. That doesn't mean we see them every year. You know, poor people don't go to the doctor unless they absolutely have to go. But there are 80,000 people out there. If you ask them, where do you go to the doctor? They're going to say Church Health.
So does it work? As you point out, a lot of, I don't know what percentage of Memphians are uninsured, but
it's about 18%.
About 18% are uninsured. So they have intense pain in their abdomen or something, or they have, or they're throwing up or whatever. They have something wrong with them, high fever for several days. Typically those people, once they finally go to the, they finally concede that they're sick, they have to do something, and they don't have insurance, they go to the ER because that's the only option typically, right? Is that what happens generally?
That's what they believe is the only option. And then you're going to go wait all day long. The emergency room is for emergencies.
Right.
But if you're uninsured, you start thinking, well, there's no other option for me. And it's just not true, but people are not aware
of where else to go.
And there are a couple of other options in town, but
so do people just show up at Church Health? I don't think we've talked about this before. Like, functionally, how does it work if you want to get an appointment at Church Health?
So we're a real doctor's office. Uh-huh. You make appointments to get a new patient appointment. There's a little bit of a wait, but you have to give us verification of your income, and we charge according to your income.
Okay.
You know, most people pay between $20 and $50 for a visit.
Okay.
The other way, and this is how I see patients, is through our urgent care or walk-in clinic.
Okay.
So the criteria to come to that is that I'm sick today. I don't have health insurance. So you call at 7 o'clock in the morning. Until we are filled up for the day, you can get seen today. And most likely, I'll be the person who will see you. The cost for that is $50. And it's the same no matter what your problem is. You got a cold, you got a broken bone, you're at death's doorstep. It's obviously a better deal the sicker you are, but for $50, it's a pretty good deal no matter what your problem is.
And so you are taking care of a lot of working people. It's a lot of working people across Memphis who do not have health care.
I mean, that is what our niche is. You know, that person who's right now out in this heat trying to cut your grass, or the person who's a caregiver for your mother. And that job doesn't offer health insurance.
Right. Servers at restaurants, musicians, you do a lot of music, don't you? Also artists,
a lot of struggling musicians.
A lot of struggling musicians.
Yeah. And in restaurants, it's really more the people who are washing dishes. You know, that's the person that is more likely to be the person who comes to Church Health.
So if you don't get any federal funding or any significant federal funding, is it zero or is it insignificant? And how do you pay your bills?
Yes, we have a budget of $28 million. That's real money that we have to raise year after year after year. You know, because we're not a free clinic, I don't believe in free clinics. Poor people aren't looking for a handout. They're looking for something they can afford.
Right.
So that generates some money for us, but the lion's share of that comes through philanthropic giving. That's what Giving Day is all about. You know, we're not going to raise all of it today,
right?
But it's a great way for people to learn about us. What we really hope people will do is consider a monthly gift. You know, $20 a month. That, you know, St. Jude's able to raise $2.7 billion a year off of over $20 a month. You know, why couldn't we do that same here in Memphis for the people who make our lives better?
Right. Again, it's Church Health. You can go to the website if you are inclined to go. I want to go back to the origin story, by the way, though. So there you were. Did you go to, you went to the Divinity School and the Medical School. Which was first?
So I went to Divinity School first and then the Medical School.
But the idea all along was to do this somewhere.
Yeah, I think of myself as a pastor who acquired a particular skill. When I was in high school, I was either going to do this or pitch for the Atlanta Braves.
Right, didn't work out.
They never called, which I don't understand to this day.
Right. And so Memphis, why Memphis? You grew up in Atlanta, and then medical school was in Atlanta, and Divinity School was in New Haven.
Right, so I went to Divinity School first at Yale. I started in medical school there. I hated it, transferred to Emory, graduate from Emory, go back to Virginia to do a residency, and then along the way, just trying to figure out where am I going to do this? And that's where I, in 1985, read a little article about Memphis being the poorest major city in America, and I say, I'm going to Memphis. I didn't know one soul. I came here completely selling out of an empty cart, just knocking on doors.
I particularly like that story because at a time, and I don't know what the numbers are, whether you hear that people, some people are fleeing Memphis because of its problems now. You hear that. It's apocryphal. And I know some examples of some people who've done that. But what I love about this story is that you chose Memphis because of its problems and its challenges. And in fact, there is, as we all look for meaning in our lives, like, yes, it's nice to live in a place with the best shopping or the like, but in the end, at the end of our day, we want to have meaning in our lives. And what I've found in Memphis and is this is a place where it is easy and important to have an impact. And so therefore, I find it meaningful living in a way that, and I don't do the kind of work you do, obviously, where I see it every day, but I think, I don't know, does that strike a chord at all?
It totally strikes a chord. I mean, Jeff, you've been offered jobs at big newspapers over the years, and you continue to choose Memphis. You know, people probably think you're crazy, just like they do I am. But, you know, if you want to go do good in Atlanta or Chicago or New York, nobody's going to give a flip.
Right.
But you want to do good in Memphis,
right,
then people will hold you up and raise you up, and you'll be an integral part of our community. That's one of the wonderful things about our community.
You're embraced. If you come here and you want to make a difference, I find that you're embraced.
You know, this is a common saying here, but I know it's true. If you care about Memphis, Memphis will care about you.
It actually gets me to one of the things that I don't think we talked about before, but you, in addition to the many other taking care of patients, you have this scholars program, which is for people who want to go to medical school. Well, tell me about the scholars program.
Yeah, we call them Church Health Scholars. We've been doing it for over 30 years now. We have 17 people who have just graduated from college. Most of them want to go to medical school. Some want to be dentists. Some want to be eye doctors, a few other things, but mostly physicians. And they take a gap year. And during that gap year with us, they get this elusive thing called clinical experience.
Right.
We work with them every way possible to get them admitted to medical school. And then this is the beauty of how this thing works. One of the things I never anticipated was what I call my retired doctors phenomena.
Uh-huh.
So we run 62 subspecialty clinics with retired doctors. These are people who 5 years ago, you would say that's the best doctor in Memphis.
Right.
They're almost all men. They retire. They go play golf for 6 months. Then their wife calls me and says, can't you do something with him?
Right.
And so we built them a playground. The only way you can see these doctors is if you're a patient of Church Health. What they absolutely don't want to do is learn my electronic medical record. But our scholars are wonderful at that. And so
right.
It's this great marriage between the retired doctors and the scholars. And then as they go on to be doctors, you know, there are hundreds of former scholars who are physicians in Memphis right now.
And a lot of them, some are from Memphis, but some are not. And this gets back to the what is your experience? What tends to be their experience in the city of Memphis, and at Crosstown Church Health?
They want to stay. I mean, it's not just they come because of our program, but they come because of our program, realizing we can help them get into medical school.
Right.
But after spending a year here, they don't only fall in love with the work of Church Health, they fall in love with Memphis.
Yeah.
And then I was just talking to one of them yesterday who's from Houston.
Yeah.
And she wants to go to medical school at UT. And while traditionally that's not an easy thing to do if you're out of state, we have a pretty long experience now of UT taking our scholars. And I think there's a reasonable chance she could end up being a doctor who goes to the University of Tennessee, does her residency here, and then will live here forever.
So we, again, it's Giving Day for Church Health. You can go to the website if you are inclined to give. And what Scott would love is if you would sign up to do, you know, $20 a month or something, or $5 a month, or $100 a month. Like the regular giving is sort of it shows a level of commitment and that I think would be deeply appreciated. But so we think about you walking in because you have a you know, you're a fever or whatever else. But and amazing that this church health clinic, A, I think we've talked before about the dental work that you all do, but now you've also do have an eye clinic. Can you tell us about the eye clinic, how that works?
Yeah. So for years, we've run an eye clinic at Crosstown Concourse. Church Health is the anchor tenant at Crosstown. We have 150,000 square feet. If you're ever there and you've never really been to the West Atrium, that's because that's all Church Health. And that's not where the restaurants and the fun piece of this is. So we've an eye clinic called Focal Point that we've done in partnership with the Southern College of Optometry. We've been doing that for years, making glasses, doing preventive things. Okay. But now we have a brand new eye clinic on the third floor that we do in partnership with the Hamilton Eye Clinic, so University of Tennessee Ophthalmology Program, which is all about preventing the four leading causes of blindness. And we are currently doing 30 vision-saving procedures a month. So I don't know what could be more biblical than that. We're giving poor people who are going blind their sight back. That's an amazing thing.
What are the main causes of blindness?
So diabetic retinopathy, macular degeneration, glaucoma, and cataracts.
I got you. Okay. There's some other things I wanted to ask you about. One is you don't take federal funding, so I don't know that the big, beautiful bill is going to have any impact on y'all in particular, but I'm curious about it, and I also wonder if it's going to have impact on healthcare broadly in the city of Memphis.
So while Church Health does not pursue federal funding, we do take some funding from the state of Tennessee. The impact of the Big Beautiful Bill is going to be, it would appear, on what are called the federally qualified health centers, for which there are a number of them in Memphis, Christ Community being the largest. What the bill currently says is that these federally funded clinics are not allowed to provide health care for people who are undocumented. Just take that in. You know, somebody who is building our houses in Germantown, if he falls off the roof and breaks his arm, I think we have an obligation to take care of him. But as it reads right now, the FQHCs will not be able to care for him. Same thing, they won't be able to treat his diabetes, his high blood pressure, you know.
And right now, I presume they regularly take care. They don't check that. That's not something you check when you go to the doctor's office, whether you're documented or not. I presume they take care of these for fairly significant numbers. So will they now? Is the impact going to be that they're going to come to Church Health? Is the impact going to be that they're not going to be cared for? What is?
I think that's the great unknown right now. But it can't possibly be good. The other piece of this is that since Tennessee has never expanded Medicaid, the whole point of Obamacare was for Medicaid, which is so hard for people to understand how this works, to be an income-based program that the federal government funds. Currently, it actually doesn't work that way. And Tennessee could, even through all this, get $1.4 billion every year if we just turn to Washington and say, hey, we want the money.
Right.
But we've decided not to do that.
Right.
What it will do, though, is push back onto the state some cost for Medicaid, which will lead to the state of Tennessee cutting people off of TennCare, which will mean a lot more uninsured. Now, this is all going to a down-the-road effect, not today, but in the next year or two.
Right. You, I presume, you see a fairly large number of people from the Latino community in Memphis, right? Have you noticed? Are they less apt to even go to Church Health to seek health care, period, for fear that they're going to be swooped up, scooped up? And in your conversations with them, do you see evidence of the worry?
I see it every day. I mean, this one young man just stays in my head, and that he's 38 years old, been in Memphis since he was 12. He comes to see me, and he has all these symptoms that don't make a lot of sense. I then ask him, are you worried about immigration? And he just starts crying uncontrollably and then just says to me over and over and over again, I am not a criminal. I am not a criminal. I work two jobs. I have a family. I've been here since I was 12. If I go back to Guatemala, they will kill me.
Right.
I mean, I can't believe that's the world we want to live in. But I also am, as I know everybody listening does not necessarily agree about these issues, but you know, he has been here for his entire adult life. When he gets sick, we ought to care for him.
I think people, what's interesting about that is that I do think pretty clearly there lots of people who people agree that people who come here from another country undocumented and commit felonies should not be here, right? There should be repercussions.
He would agree with that.
And he would agree with that. I think the reason that Americans, if you look at the polls now, don't agree with what seems to be our immigration policies as they are being now carried out is that it's people like that. I mean, I read a big story recently about a community. There's one about a community in Missouri, and it was a woman who ran a restaurant or been for 25 years there, who was a part of the community, who did, you know, gave food to the good causes and free for whatever. They scooped her up and they're like, I'm making up her name. We didn't mean Rosie. You know, we meant the rapists and felons that we heard about. We didn't want Rosie. And all of a sudden people, as it's coming home to roost, are like, this does not seem to represent who we are. We aren't trying to tear hardworking people who are part of the fabric of our community out of here.
I think every person who hires a housekeeper would say that same thing. I don't mean my housekeeper.
Right.
You know, I mean the bad people.
Right.
But the easiest person to get is the housekeeper. Right. And but look, this is a sports talk show.
No, it's a medical talk show, Scott. This is a medical talk show. You did mention Crosstown, by the way. You're there. You're an anchor tenant to Crosstown. And Crosstown is itself a miracle. Like it, an art professor, Todd Richardson, that's part of what we're talking about when we talk about the impact that people can have in Memphis. It's possible that Todd Richardson, who was a punter at Ole Miss, who moves to Memphis, he's an art professor in Memphis. I think if he was an art professor in Chicago, he just would have been an art professor. Maybe not. Like, I don't want to put limits on Todd. But here came up with this idea of a what? And how did it become Crosstown?
Well, so it's a very long, complicated story. But Staley Cates, he hates it that I just mentioned his name. But, you know, Staley purchases this abandoned Sears distribution center for the original idea for it to become this college that I've now forgotten the name of it because it went away.
Right.
And then because 2008 happened and
the
financial crisis is happening. So Staley's now stuck with this albatross
with
no plan. And Todd and his artist friends say, hey, let's turn it into an artist colony.
Right.
That was not a financially viable idea. But Todd comes to me on July 8th, 2011, just over 14 years ago, wanting to have Church Help be the doctors once they moved in to what would become Crosstown. And then I say to him, well, what if we move in there with you? So I married one crazy idea with another crazy idea. And for the next 3.5 years, together we become developers. And, you know, with Staley's amazing generosity and you know, this is ultimately the most complicated real estate deal in the history of Memphis. You know, the base aspect of it is $200 million.
Right.
It ultimately is over $300 million. But it's amazing what $300 million can do to an abandoned building.
Yeah. It's a wonderful place to be, just to walk in there and to see the activities and the joy and the community and all of that. How is it doing?
It's doing great. I mean, if you haven't been to the new Vietnamese restaurant, Bon Thai, it is the best restaurant in Memphis. There's another sushi restaurant that's going to open in October. You know, there are five restaurants in the building right now. There's a recording studio there that people don't know that has won 4 Grammys.
Uh-huh.
Recorded here in Memphis. Wow. Unbelievable. It's just one thing after the other.
And then finally, again, it's Church Health Giving Day. You can go to the website if you feel inclined to support the cause, and I would urge you to do so. You mentioned the volunteer doctors, because what's happened here, isn't it, A, volunteer doctors, but also the hospitals themselves pitch in because the doctors want to do good. They really became doctors to do good. And the hospitals know that it's not in their financial interest to have everybody showing up at the emergency room. Isn't that right? So these people contribute to help this cause.
So I'll just tell you one story how it works. So I see a guy who's 50 years old who works in concrete. You know, pray you never have to work in concrete. Right. He comes to the walk-in clinic because he has pain in his knee. I x-ray his knee. If I showed that to you, Jeff, you'd go, that's not right.
Right.
So he needs his knee replaced. We have orthopedic surgeons willing to do that for him for free. The hospital's not going to give him a bill. But I need more than that, right? I need anesthesia, radiology, pathology, a couple other ologies.
Right.
All going to donate their time. I'm still missing something. The piece of metal we're going to put in his knee. Without that, he gets a bill for $10,000. Smith & Nephew is going to donate that.
Wow.
So I tell him, we're going to replace your knee, and it's going to take away all the pain. He then asked me, will I have to miss work?
Right.
Yes, you're going to miss work. Right. So he then says, I don't know, for now, the duct tape works just fine. Right. You should not have to duct tape your knee to go to work. So we ultimately, he comes to physical therapy. We replace his knee in January when you don't do a lot of concrete work, and then he gets back to work next spring. What I just described there is what many people refer to as church health magic, only it's not magic. What it is what's possible when people come together to do the right thing.
By the way, you don't look retired. You're not, but you've turned over the day-to-day running of the place to the miracle workers over there. How's that going, and who are the miracle workers?
So, July 1st last year, Jenny Robbins became the chief executive officer of Church Health. She'd been with me for 17 years as our chief financial officer. I don't know how it could be better. We need to probably get Jenny on here next year.
Right.
But only
if she brings her dog.
Right. We haven't hired anybody new. You know, I still work full time. I've decided that I'll work as long as I'm able to because it brings me joy.
Right.
And just, I would say to everybody out there, you know, whatever you're doing, it needs to give you three things: having more joy in your life, having more love in your life, and being driven closer to God, or those things greater than we are. You know, if that's not happening, then you need to do something else. That is how Church Health builds our health care. Everything we do is around finding ways for more joy, more love, and driving people closer to God.
How, by the way, should people stay healthy, Scott? This is my last question before we let you go. If people are thinking, I should probably think about my health here. How do people stay healthy?
It's not by taking Ozempic.
Damn. Right. Yeah.
I mean, really, this is not rocket science. This stuff we all know. You need to eat healthy. You should follow the Mediterranean diet. Just go online, pull up the Mediterranean diet. Just follow it. It's all about.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth. For a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.